And that's the covenant we have in this house. Can you appreciate the Lord? I want to appreciate my people. They made me dance so much that I was gasping for breath. I said, how am I coming to preach? I want to appreciate you chosen generation, right? Chosen generation. And Sister Lola, God bless you so much. Continue to walk before God, and God will take you to places. Praise the Lord. Yes, we are talking about 2015. From December 1, everything we've been doing, fasted 12 days. After that one, look at our convention. All of those things are not just coincidence. Amen. That's how God ushers us into the next year. Praise the Lord. So when you see, when you talk about 2015, what do you see? Huh? Yes. Amazing what? Yes. Praise the Lord. Amazing grace. The Bible calls it the grace of Christ. You know, 2015 is what? When I say 2015, just say Christ. 2015 is what? 2015 is what? From the beginning to the end is what? From the middle, from the length and the breadth of 2015 is what? Yes. The Bible said in Ephesians 1 that that Christ fills everything everywhere in every way. Yes. So when you see 2015, the Bible says Jesus Christ fills that Ephesians 1:23. He said he fills everything in every way. Another, a particular translation says that he fills everything everywhere with himself, including 2015. Yes, a lot of things will come. A lot of things will be said. A lot of things will be activated in the spirit, both from both kingdoms. But what is this? What is the summary? What is the summary? The summary is what? Is Christ. So as you head into 2015, you head into 2015 with what? With one mind. And that is who? Christ. Praise the Lord. Give us another scripture in Ephesians 1:10. The Bible says that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, that it has pleased God to gather everything in one and to sum up everything in Christ. Amen. Everything that can be said, everything that can be declared about 2015, everything is summed up in one man. And that is the person who? Christ. Praise the Lord. Everything. Everything. From the north of 2015, the south, the east, the west, the depth, the height, everything is who? Is Christ. Praise the Lord. May God help us to understand who Jesus is. This is the one that sustained the Father. Yes. Even God himself. Even God himself. Yes. God himself is sustained. Yes, by his son. You look at how God has led humanity from the first man, Adam, up until the present time and even into the future. What has every time God kept, what gave God that strength and that energy to lead man even from the old covenant? Even from the first time that man sinned, the energy, everything that sustained God was Christ. All through scripture. When they start misbehaving, he will just remember his son. When the first man sinned, right there in Genesis 3, what did he say? He said, I'll put enmity between you and the woman and the seed of the woman. He will crush your head. Amen. Yeah. He said, He will crush your head and you what? He will only bruise his feet. Praise the Lord. He brought them to the border of, where he gave them a promise. He had led them from Egypt. After 400 something years in Egypt, he had led them to cross the Red Sea. He had led them through the wilderness. They were standing right at the border of the promise, but Israel refused to enter. He said, go in and take possession. They say they started all manner of story. We are like grasshopper and all of those things. You know, you are supposed to go to move in and display his glory. Because God shows those generations, he shows the Israelites to display his glory and to display his majesty to the earth. He wants to reveal to mankind what he can do. But they refuse to step in. Then God now swore. He said, as surely as I live, that all the earth will be filled what? With the knowledge of the glory of God. But Paul now gave us the concluding part. Yes, in 2 Corinthians 5, he said what? That God who said that God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has what? Has shown in our hearts in this last day to shine forth what? The glory of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Right there when they refused to display his glory, God was telling them another person is going to come that will reveal my glory. He said, as surely as I live. If look at the way God speaks on that, there was no call for that verse. He was just declaring judgment. In the middle of it, just like you put butter in the bread. You put one bread, you put butter, you put another bread. It's a total different substance. God was declaring judgment up until now. He said, I'm going to kill all of you. All of a sudden, he paused. He He said, as surely as I live, he said, all the earth will be filled with what? With the knowledge what? Of the glory of the Lord, as the water what? As the water covers the sea. That was what sustained God to carry on his program. It is his song. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. I'm trying to tell you that everything you have, all that you have is Christ. Yes. The Bible says the confidence of all the ends of the earth. And that's who we are celebrating here. Look at the worship. Look at the awesome time we are spending. It is because of who? Christ. I give us another example. Isaiah. That should be Isaiah 6. When he saw that in the day that Uzziah died. Abi? You know? Yes. He somehow, he just busted into the heavens. And he had the Godhead they were talking. That's the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. He said, who shall go for us? And who what? Shall we send? Those are the time that Israel as a nation, they were just nowhere. If before that time, before Isaiah said, he was declaring woe, judgment. You know? Judgment. All the people that came have failed. Every other thing has collapsed. You know? God said that, who shall I send? Isaiah said what? Huh? Yes. You know, God did not send him. He didn't send him. You see it in Isaiah chapter 9. Unto us his son is born. Yes. Unto us his son is born. Unto us who? A child is born, Abi. And to us his son is what? Yes. And the government will be upon what? His shoulder. Amen. God gave Isaiah a message, but he gave Christ the message. Amen. Yes. Who shall we send? Who will go for us? And from that time that God said, who are we going to send? Everything began talking about Christ. Up, you keep reading Isaiah 52, he say what? He say, behold, my servant, you know, my servant shall be wise. That's Isaiah 52, verse 13, thereabout. He said, yeah, 13. He said, my servant will be wise, and he'll be exalted and extolled and lifted high. God began talking about his servant. God began talking about what? About his servant. Amen. God began talking about Christ. I'm trying to show you what sustained the God, the Father, on the throne. Praise the Lord. He began talking about his servant. He said, who has believed our report? And to whom I was, has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Isaiah 53. Go to verse 4. He said what? Surely he bore our grief and carried our sorrow. He began talking about what? About Christ. Oh, please put up Zechariah 3. Let me show you something about the high priest. That was the high priest, an atonement for the sins of the people, standing right before God, and he was all defiled with sin. You know, in the old days, the high priest, you make an atonement for himself, and the high priest will go in and make his sacrifice for the people. Then God can forgive the sin of the people. But when the high priest himself is standing before God and he's all what? He's all defiled. Okay, it's okay. Let me explain that scripture. This was the high priest that was supposed to make atonement for the sins of the people. And he was standing all defiled. If you read somewhere down, verse 8 or 9 or so, God now began talking about another priest. He said, behold, I bring forth my servant the branch. Go to Zacharias. Amen. So this priest was standing before him defiled, but God was seeing another priest, that the priest of Calvary. The Bible calls him the high priest of our consecration and the high priest of our calling. Amen. All of those two that men had to walk with God, this is what has sustained God to deal with mankind. To deal with it because of his son that is coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what will sustain you in life? Yes. What will sustain you throughout 2015? What will sustain you? Eh? What will sustain you? Job said that though he slays me, yet will I trust in him, because I shall behold my Redeemer in my flesh. The hope of seeing Christ was what sustained him through that affliction. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You go to Zechariah again. You can see all throughout the Old Testament. There's another place to talk about the branch again. He said, I bring forth my servant the branch. He will build my temple. When they were building that temple of Haggai, you know the story. When some people were crying, he was talking about Haggai, who had seen the former temple, who had seen this temple. Then God now in Zechariah 6, God now began talking about what? He said what? He said, behold, the man whose name is the branch. He said, he shall build the temple of the Lord. This is not my temple. I will have another temple. Praise the Lord. He said, I will what? I will have another what? I will have another temple. Praise the Lord. Then please call up Zechariah 13. Let me show us one scripture. I'm sure that scripture will take a hymn and to one or two things. This can all be on our feet. And to look at that scripture, I'm going to take a hymn. I'm going to sing it before God. This is an atmosphere of worship. You know, so, oh,
Okay. What did he say? I want you to read it with conviction. Amen. Yes. Was something that he said, we have believed in our heart, therefore have we spoken. You are speaking with the voice of someone that has believed. What did he say? Amen. You see, yes. Let me tell you something about this scripture. When, look at, he said there shall be a fountain, that's an eternal reservoir, open to the house of Israel. Now, when Jesus stood on the earth, I want to know how great this man was, who has sustained generation after who? Generation. Amen. I'm just talking about Christ. Jesus Christ. Who has sustained generation. When Jesus stood on earth, just like I'm standing, God looked at his blood, and in that blood, what did he see? He saw an eternal fountain. That's why Revelation says, he saw multitude before the throne, Revelation 7, you know. He said, who are these? He said, these are they that came out of what? The great tribulation, and have washed their robe and made it what? White. How did we what? In the blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Unto him who has loved us and has redeemed us from our iniquity by his own blood. Amen. When Jesus stood on earth, what the Father was saying, that's why he was so eager for the Son to come. He said, behold, I bring forth my servant the branch. Behold, my servant will come. Read your Isaiah. Read all of those scriptures. He said, my servant will come. Yes. He said, my servant will come. He will build my temple. He will build my temple. A lot, everything in my servant. That was what occupied the heart of the Father. And that's why God was even able to relate with them in the old covenant. When Jesus stood on it, and when God looked at his blood, this is what he saw. He saw an eternal fountain that will be sufficient to cleanse the whole of mankind. He said, in that day, that was in the day. When you see in that day in the Bible, it talks about the time of Christ. So you can strike it out and put the time in, when Messiah comes, when Jesus comes. You are not, it's not blasphemy. You strike it out in the Bible and put this on. He said, in that day, in those days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He's talking about the days of the Messiah. He said, in that day, there shall be a fountain open. What is that fountain? That fountain is his blood. So when Jesus was standing on earth, look at what, that's why they call him a man of sorrow. Because look at what that man understood, that the blood that was flowing inside of his body was that blood. Even the New Testament, the Bible said that covenant was in his blood. All I say is, I make a new covenant with the house of Israel, I'll put my laws in their heart. That covenant he was carrying in his blood. Amen. That's why everything, Satan, all the demons, they try to divide it. Even his own flesh, everything, everywhere, they try to tear him apart. The greatest suffering, you'll be surprised that it's not even the cross that was the greatest suffering that Jesus suffered. Yes. How many of us know he suffered for 33 years before he went to the cross? How many days interval the period of the cross life? But the Bible says in Isaiah that he was a man of sorrow. He said, bulls of Bashan, they want to tear me apart. Amen. All of the demons, everybody was concentrating on him. But he stood his ground. His holy flesh was not defiled. It's not dying on the cross that is the Satan's major weapon. It's not that killing him. Satan's ultimate weapon is sin. How many of us know? How many of us know? His ultimate weapon is sin. So that was another whole new battleground that he fought. For 33 years, they couldn't defy the flesh. Yes. Yes. I found no fault in him, even Pilate. They couldn't defy that holy flesh. That was a whole lot of warfare, the pain that Jesus went through. The Bible says, who in the days of his flesh, after he had offered up supplication, you know, with prayer, with tears, and strong crying unto him that could deliver, that Hebrews 5:8 also. 7, you know, unto him that could deliver him from death. And the Bible says he was hiding that he feared. It was not the death on the cross, I've said it again and again, it was the death of sin. Amen. The Bible says every man is drawn away by his own lust. Lust, when it has conceived, it brings forth what? Sin. And sin, when it is completed, brings forth what? Death. The Bible says in the day that you sin, that day you will die. That was the death that Jesus was crying for. That was a whole lot of warfare he fought. Amen. But God had confidence, God had that holy assurance. He said what? He looked at his blood, he saw a fountain. Amen. Amen. The demons will see that fountain and they try to close. I mean, of all, remember Jacob's fountain, Abraham's fountain. Anyone he opened, they will come out. The sons of Abimelech, they will close it. Right? Those were earthly fountains, but this is an eternal reservoir that will heal the whole of mankind. Again and again, they try to close that fountain. They couldn't close it. So who are you going to celebrate? Who is your hero? Who is your hero? Who are you following? Amen. Can I say this to him? Oh, please.